This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Marvel, M-A-R-V-E-L, Hoyt, H-O-Y-T. Date of birth is 3-2-1944. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hoyt, who was seen in consultation on October 28, 2025, for elevated creatinine levels. She had initially been a patient in this practice in 2019 for low sodium concentration, and she had normal creatinine levels at that time, and the sodium levels stabilized, and she did not require follow-up until October of last year when the creatinine levels were ranging between 1.3 up to 1.55. She currently has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 3 months. She is very careful with her diet and follows a low-salt diet as well as a fluid restriction, 56 ounces in 24 hours. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Coreg 3.125 milligram twice a day. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. Also, simvastatin, omeprazole, Singulair, duloxetine is 20 milligram twice a day. She takes Ambien 10 milligram at bedtime, and some supplements, vitamin D, vitamin B complex, turmeric, and CBD. Physical exam, weight 187 pounds, pulse is 98, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without Rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 7th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.22. Estimated GFR is 44, and this is stable since she's been being seen. Calcium is 9.5, sodium 135, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin is 13.1, normal white counts, platelets mildly elevated at 418,000. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, mild chronic hyponatremia. She will continue her fluid restriction, 56 ounces in 24 hours. Three, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.